www.thebigfootshow.com. Toll free and bring up what you want at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. As we launch here into the third hour of the program with you this evening, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
We'll take your calls about absolutely anything. And on the way, Julia is going to tell us about good more international news. Yours out of New Zealand, where they are going to come up with some sort of a regulatory structure for legal
drugs.
Drugs? Not like prescription drugs, but legal highs.
Yes.
So like, the fake cannabis stuff. We'll get to that here in a bit. 855-450-FREE. Of course, we'll take your calls about anything. We go to the phones and the fun. Let's talk to Jesse, listening in Johnson City, Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live. Jesse.
Hey, man.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I'm a first-time caller, and I was just calling to talk about Alex Jones. And
welcome, sir.
He's a good radio talk show guy, and he's got good ratings. But I think I like the Neil Bortz and the Michael Savage, the way that they come across. But I don't agree with them on a lot of things. Like, I think Alex Jones has the libertarian message, but sometimes he, you know, goes a little over the top and turns people off, and they don't listen to him, so they look for another outlet. But a lot of the stories that Alex Jones does, nobody else will do. So it's like he has an audience of people, and there's a need for it, but I think there's also a vacuum for someone with a more mellow tone, I guess.
You think, like, Michael Savage and Neil Bortz are more mellow than Alex Jones?
Well, I don't know about Michael. He can yell and get upset on the
radio. His last name is Savage. I mean, he changed his last name from Wiener to Savage for a reason. So
right. But it's just the when he rants and raves and just gets into this, you know, irate, I can't take it anymore. Ah. And it just is, I've always called him kind of the Sam Kinison. I don't know if you know. He's like the Sam Kinison of radio. I love him. I mean, I listen to him all the time. But some things I just, you know, I think he gets really upset. And I think
so are you able to separate yourself then from that? Because my concern is, you know, with Alex Jones, and I find him a likable person in the interactions I've had with him, my concern with it is, with his approach, is that he's going to infect other people with that anger, and that could be very detrimental to them.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah, because, like, sometimes when he gets really upset, I get upset.
Mm-hmm.
And I can feel the hair on the back of my neck start to stand up, and, you know, I get an adrenaline rush, and I'm mad as heck, too. But I think that, like, you just have to approach it with, like, a level head, and I think that I agree with you that there is that approach, and I don't, you know, I ran into this when I was, I worked on the Ron Paul campaign to try to help him get the nomination, and we had a lot of people come out and say, you know, stay away from Alex Jones. He's gonna hurt the movement. He's too radical. And I totally, now that I look back on it, I really don't know what the answer is. I mean, I just.
The answer to what? What? The answer to what?
Should the Ron Paul campaign and the Liberty Movement just be more like Alex Jones and just...
Well, you got to give credit to Alex Jones. At least he can get Ron Paul on his show.
Yeah, I mean, the Ron Paul has been, you know, a big fan of Alex Jones for a long time, from what I can tell. I mean, he's been on his show many, many times.
We can't even get an email back from the campaign.
Right. I mean, the campaign wants to isolate themselves from everybody who might have pushed, you know, for Ron Paul in the past. From what I can tell, at least it's certainly the Free Talk Live.
Right. Right, well, I appreciate what you guys are doing. I think more people should be doing this. Like, we need, there's definitely a vacuum out there. Alex Jones has a kind of a bigger audience because he's just good at marketing, and people
Well, Alex Jones has been around for probably a decade on top of Free Talk Live, so he's been doing it.
His internet audience is larger, but Free Talk Live has more radio stations.
We do have more stations, but Alex has a humongous internet audience. Like, as far as total listeners, Alex Jones dwarfs Free Talk Live. Total fans, total web views, all that.
And the excitement that surrounds the show. I mean, when Alex Jones gets on and says the Cowbin Real Soap is the best soap you could have. People go out and buy soap. You know, I mean,
but when we do this, when we make a claim about products, our listeners are skeptical by nature.
Like,
so,
who?
Like,
what? Are you getting paid for
come
this?
On, you guys.
Come on. Yeah, I mean, you're like, that's totally not our kind of listener.
Right.
You know.
So, Jesse, thanks for sharing those thoughts. Anything else you want to get out there?
No, I guess that's it. I just want to wish you guys the best and keep doing what you're doing. And
appreciate your call.
I wish we had a radio station here in East Tennessee. That was
here's how you can solve that. You can go to localfaq.freetalklive.com, and that'll give you information on how to contact your local talk stations and ask them for Free Talk Live. And you never know, one phone call can make a big impression on a program director who normally hears complaints. If you call and say something positive about a show you'd like to hear, that might do something good. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. And you know what? If you don't, by the way, if you don't have any success with a local station, because if you make one call, it's probably not going to change their mind, but it may add something to the mix for the next time their programming comes up for review. Like every year they get their contracts expiring, they might take a look at Free Talk Live at that time. But sometimes it takes years to get Free Talk Live on one local talk station. So you can always just do it yourself, like this gentleman in Nashua, New Hampshire is doing, according to the NashuaTelegraph.com, The Beat 87.9 FM's downtown radio station in Nashua may have spent the last year and a half building popularity with the city's youth and enough presence to sponsor an annual charity talent show.
Wow.
But it's lacking one thing that station should have. An FCC license. This station, they have their own website, 879thebeat.com, and the owner of the station is out in front. This guy is not hiding. He's not putting a mask on. He's not, trying to cower in a corner somewhere and avoid detection. He's doing the interview for this article. Antoine Anthem is his name. He says, no, we don't have one. If a commercial station wants to complain and push us away, they can. It hasn't been a problem because we're not interfering with any other broadcasting station. He's the owner of the station and its parent company, Media 57. The Federal Communications Commission issues licenses for... And now listen to this puff piece here for the FCC, or at least this puff segment. This is clearly written by a journalist who has no idea what the FCC is really like. David Brooks, the author here, says, the FCC issues licenses for anybody who wants to broadcast over the air in the frequencies. Yeah, it's ridiculous already.
Issues his licenses for anybody who wants to broadcast.
Right. Sure they do. Go ahead and try to get one of those licenses. See
anybody
who
wants to broadcast better have one of their, darn sure better have one of their licenses is all the way it ought to be written.
And good luck getting your hands on one of those licenses, because the way they make it sound here is that anybody who
just
wants
file
to
file the proper paperwork,
right,
maybe put in a filing fee, and it should be just fine and dandy. No big deal that there's an open dial position in your town. 87.9, by the way, doesn't sound like a particularly open dial position. But, you know, whatever. I'd be interested in hearing a little more about it.
Scores of, going back to Brooks here, he says that anybody who wants to broadcast over the air in the frequencies reserved for TV and radio, largely to keep them from interfering with each other.
Oh, that's what it's for.
That's the big claim that the FCC would make, and I'm sure that's what they told the author when he called them for comment on this particular story. That is, after all, the original excuse for the FCC, was that we just need to keep things in line, we're just going to make sure everybody's playing nice out there in radio land. But the real reason for the FCC is to limit access to the airwaves, to not let everybody on who wants to have their own radio station, but to only let the people on who know how to jump through the FCC's hoops, and of course they're very complicated, legalistic hoops, and so you have to have broadcast attorneys that you hire to come in and just fill out the paperwork for you, because if you screw up the paperwork, you might as well kiss your application fee goodbye. And even if you get the paperwork right, you might as well kiss your application fee goodbye anyway, because half the time the FCC is not accepting applications.
And even when they are, who knows if you're going to get one. It's just an application that they can often cost as much as, in the lotteries, as much as 75 $1,000 just to get the application to build, just
really?
the license to build, whether they call it CP, a construction permit.
855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. We'll give you more, though, about this pirate radio operator. They've been operating for a year and a half now in Nashua without interference from the FCC, which is pretty awesome. More coming up.
Are you thinking about doing something with a mortgage? Don't know who or what to ask or who you can trust? You have to be real careful. If you're thinking about a mortgage for purchasing or refinancing a home, or are 62 or older and considering a reverse mortgage to live on the home's equity, you should call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice, Incorporated. They're still the only consumer advocacy referral service in America where there has never been a fee or charge to consumers for the Today in America series of free consumer protection guides. They can even help you arrange a free consultation with a licensed mortgage professional in your area who is a member of the Center-sponsored LendingAllianceUSA.com. There are guides for purchasing and refinancing homes, reverse mortgages for seniors 62 or older, and even a guide about credit restoration. Call the center today to arrange for your choice of any or all of their guides, or for a consultation. Call 1-800-593-6406. That's 1-800-593-6406.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 30th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16,1870. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16,5923, $8,2962 for a half ounce, or $4,1481 for a quarter ounce. That's $16,5923, $8,2962, and $4,1481.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. All the features, we give them away. So head over there and enjoy the bulletin board system. That is a way you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners at bbs.freetalklive.com. It is essentially our listener forum. Plus, we'll post our show prep, stuff that we use on the air will get posted in the show prep section there, the show notes, over at bbs.freetalklive.com. You want to hit the streets and be safe when you're in your vehicle, or at least to measure safer, or protect yourself with probably the most useful tool that you can plug into your cigarette lighter. Next to GPS.
I wouldn't make the claim as far as that goes, but there's certainly some instances where you're going to want to have the ultimate witness on your side, you know, whether it's a traffic accident or some kind of run-in with law enforcement or whatever, where people's memory of the situation does not correspond with yours. It'd be really nice to have an audio and visual record of what happened, inside and outside, a camera going forward and backward in the car, audio, microphone, GPS, speed, everything that you'd need to have is included with the GPS black box dash cam. I've got one in both of my vehicles, and it makes me feel a lot better. At the very least, I know I've got reality on my side. You can go to freedomcam.net, pick up one of these really great devices. It's just insurance. And, you know, it's good to have insurance. You never know what's going to happen. Freedomcam.net, especially if you run in with a police officer who, you know, wants to, you know, treat you poorly. It's not like we don't read news stories about that all the time. Freedomcam.net.
Yeah, it's a good investment. I would recommend it. I've got one as well. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. We're talking about pirate radio. And in this case, an unusual example of a pirate radio operator who's operating in the open, somebody who has a physical office, somebody who is actually being interviewed for a news article for a station that has been operating for over a year without FCC infringement. And this is particularly interesting considering the fact that he's operating in a fairly large city, at least for New Hampshire. Nashua, it's the second largest city in New Hampshire. It's the one of the closest to Boston. And Boston's where the regional FCC office is located.
It's amazing.
So it's not like it would be a hard thing for the FCC agents to come up to Nashua to, you know, hunt this guy down. They don't even have to hunt him down. He's got an office location. And, you know, it only took them 8 months to come to Keene and come after the pirate radio station that was operating here. Which, by the way, as I understand it, there's a new community radio station in the Keene area. But that's an aside. Let's continue here with a piece from NashuaTelegraph.com. According to the story, the FCC issues licenses for anybody who wants to broadcast over the air in frequencies reserved for TV and radio, according to the author here, which, of course, is absolutely not true. It's hard as hell to get an FCC license. I was talking with somebody who's actually an applicant for an FCC license here in Keene, and he's actually an advertiser on the show at one time. And his explanation was that he couldn't get it. And the reason why is the FCC has yet to determine to whom to give the license to, because there were two different people, two different agencies, one the local corporate media group, the other one, or one of the corporate media groups, the other one, the individual and we're talking about, they both applied for the same frequency. Well, why would they do that? This is Keene, New Hampshire, town of 25,000. Surely there's more than one frequency available. If you look at the dial, there's plenty
wide open.
Right, there's plenty of open space on the dial. So why did they both apply for the same frequency? Well, guess what? The FCC, in all its wisdom, has decided that Keene, New Hampshire should only have one available frequency. You cannot apply for any others. So therefore, both of the entities that were interested in broadcasting here had to apply for the same frequency, and as a result, the FCC has not made up its collective mind in the last approximately decade.
Jeez.
It's been something like 8 years or something like that since this guy applied for this frequency, and they have yet to make a determination. So, please, don't try to tell me, Mr. Article Journalist here at NashuaTelegraph.com, David Brooks, that the FCC just hands out license. Oh, we're just figuring out who's going to interfere with
anybody who wants to provide a service to the listeners of a given area just needs to apply for a license.
It's ridiculous.
It won't be a problem.
So, like, you know, a lot of government agencies, they just want your money. In this case, the FCC, yeah, they'd like to have your money, but maybe not. You know, they'll just tell you when they can, they'll tell you when they'll accept your money, which is once in a while when they open a window for application, because you can't just apply any old time you want to. And then when you actually do get to apply, maybe you won't get it because somebody else has applied for the same frequency because there aren't any others available in an area in which there's all kinds of open space on the dial. It's absolutely ludicrous. And, of course, it costs a bunch of money, and you need to be a lawyer to do it. So let's go on, though. Scores of such licenses for specific frequencies and power levels have been issued in New Hampshire to groups ranging from public radio to private
over what period of time?
Yeah, right, exactly. What, in the entire time the FCC has existed? Maybe
it's an
scores.
Accurate statement. I mean, certainly scores of licenses have been made available.
So it says here they've been issued to these various groups.
And there are probably some that aren't even using the licenses they've been issued. It's, for some reason, pretty easy for colleges to get them.
But none have been issued for 87.9 megahertz, which is slightly below the low end of the FM broadcasting spectrum.
Down in the non-com position.
And therefore, apparently not a legal radio broadcast band. The FCC is looking into the situation, according to the Washington, D.C. office, but it doesn't comment about ongoing cases. Broadcasting without a license, sometimes called pirate radio, can lead to fines and confiscation of equipment, although action against pirate radio stations are rare, judging from news reports. Well, that's because pirate stations themselves are rare. Cases such as The Beat, which in which the station makes no effort to hide, are even rarer.
Yeah, that's definitely a rare situation.
The Beat has a professional website and is the prominent sponsor of the Who's Got Talent Showcase at the Radisson Hotel in Nashua on Saturday.
Wow.
So this was written this past weekend, so it's a fresh piece. But if it wasn't ridiculous enough, here's what Jerry DeGreggio, who's a general manager of a local communications company, which actually operates one of our stations, WSMN in Nashua, they carry Free Talk Live on Saturday nights. He says, the big deal is we're playing by the rules and someone else isn't.
Well, it's tough, man. I mean, that's the position that most people are going to take. Look, you know, I'm following the rule. Why aren't you following the rules? You know, I mean, that's the position most people are going to take.
It's the slave-on-slave violence position, and it's sad when people do that.
Nobody wants competition.
I remember once I was in Spanish class, and in Florida, it's not illegal. You don't have to wear a helmet, but you have to buckle your seatbelt. And the helmet law had come up again, and my Spanish teacher was infuriated because she has to wear her seatbelt. Why don't you have to wear a helmet? And that was sort of her position. I think, Chris, we had just started listening to Free Talk Live, and Chris Luther, whoever he is.
Your brother.
Yes, we were in Spanish class together, and the Spanish teacher was particularly fond of him because they had gone to Spain together, and he looked at her, you know, and he tried to explain why the, like, two wrongs don't make a right. You know, it's the cycle of abuse, and she was like, huh, that's very interesting.
Right. I support people doing things that don't harm others. I don't want to see people have to jump through extra hoops unnecessarily. And I think it's sad that people who have been abused, and this station manager, he's just been abused. I mean, look, it's sad that you have accepted the abuse, but you should be encouraging other people to avoid the abuse. Gosh, you know what the abuse is like. It's terrible. But it's really all about protecting the existing businesses from competition. These existing stations have the licenses, and they know that that's supposed to exclude other people from getting on the broadcast band and competing with them. And when other people get on the band without asking permission, they get upset about it. That's what this is really all about. It's about protectionism. 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 800-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why we created T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula with ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Optimum testosterone levels mean better mood, energy, and of course, better sex life. Here's Gina from California.
My husband tried 1 month of T-Gen, and we both noticed his desire increased right away. He felt the difference in his energy level. I certainly liked the other effects it had on him. Great product.
And now for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941. T-Gen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features that we give to you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. And here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Those features on the site include our mobile site. You can go to mmobile.freetalklive.com to get quick access to our live streams, as well as the software that you'll need to tune in on any smartphone operating system. That's m.freetalklive.com.
And if you're looking to get some gold and silver, great place to do it is gold.freetalklive.com. It allows you to do some comparison shopping. You get the prices right there on the website for the gold and silver coins that you can comparison shop with other places. Also, we believe it's going to be some of the best rates you're going to be able to find on the internet, but you may find different, and I don't have a problem with that. If you do buy from gold.freetalklive.com, not only you're getting some the gold and silver you want shipped to you fast from Midas Resources, but you're helping Free Talk Live in the process. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
We're talking about a pirate radio station that has been operating openly for quite a long time, well over a year, maybe a year and a half at this point, in Nashua, New Hampshire. It's 879thebeat.com is their website, and they actually are on 87.9 megahertz, actually broadcasting from a location on Main Street in Nashua.
Wow.
I mean, these guys are maybe the most epic pirate radio operation I've ever heard of, and I'm a bit of a fan of pirate radio.
Oh, it doesn't show.
And if you go to 879thebeat.com, they've got a sweet website. I mean, it looks better than the average radio station website.
And you see a lot of radio websites in a given day.
Right. I call radio stations during the day, and I'm frequently on radio sites. These guys, they've got a decent-looking site. In fact, they were talking about in the article here at NashuaTelegraph.com, they were talking about how this radio station, this pirate station, has created a charity event, and they actually advertise it on the right-hand side of their website, the Who's Got Talent event. They've got sponsors. I mean, they've got local businesses on board that have sponsored this charity event. So these people are hitting the streets.
If they're
he's got a sales crew or something.
You know, if they act legit, then you are legit, right?
Yeah, it's amazing. So according to the piece here, they interview a general manager for a local communications company, Absolute Broadcasting of Nashua, which owns AM talk radio stations in town, including one of our affiliates, WSMN. And he, of course, makes the slave-on-slave excuse of, well, we're playing by the rules and someone else isn't. But then he goes on to say that he claims the beat signal, which is on FM, sometimes interferes with his station signal.
Does that make any sense?
Not at all. Now, look, I'm not a radio engineer or anything like that, but can someone explain to me how it is that a signal that's broadcast on 87.9 FM, that's 87 megahertz, as in million hertz, could somehow interfere with a station that is broadcast on kilohertz, as in thousand hertz?
I suppose the amount of RF coming out of it. I remember when I would when we were out on City Island, I would come out, and maybe if I'm listening to another AM station, mm-hmm. then that being that close to that AM signal would just run everything out.
You'd hear an FM station on top of an AM signal?
No, the FM, I never had any problem picking up the FMs.
That's the claim here.
I know.
Were you saying that an FM station, because what you're talking about is where we used to work.
It's the opposite scenario.
In Sarasota.
Here.
You're saying you heard an AM station on an FM.
No, I didn't hear anything. What I would hear is basically the we had our studio right on top of the copper field, essentially, for this AM signal.
You're saying you heard an AM signal over another AM signal.
It would just wash out the AM signal.
Of course. I mean, that's right. That's RF field, and yeah, that makes sense, right? If you're near a transmitter, it's going to wash out the other stations on the dial if you're right next to 1,000 watts of AM. Yes, that makes sense. Same thing with FM. If you're close to an FM transmitter, you're not going to be able to pick up other FM stations that are in, you know, if you're in the immediate vicinity of that transmitter. But to say that an FM signal is going to interfere with an AM station, ridiculous.
It may have been something he was told by his engineer or something like that, and he's just repeating what he heard.
I don't know, but like I said, I'm not an engineer, but if you are, and you can explain that one, I'd love to hear about it. Comment on the Facebook page or call us up, 855-450-FREE. So he goes on to say that he also pointed out that the Beat, which has no call letters because it has no FCC license, doesn't pay fees to music publishing groups such as ASCAP and BMI.
That's an interesting point.
Yep, he says we have to pay the fees, and we don't even play any music.
Now, that's true. I think you know, most radio stations do have to pay the ASCAP BMI fees.
One of our stations tells him to go pound sand when they call him.
Really?
Yeah, he's a talk station. He's like, I don't play your music. Why the hell should I pay your fees?
Well, most talk shows will pay money. Will play music coming in and going out. I mean, Free Talk Live does.
Yeah, that's true. But basically, he's been blowing them off.
Yeah, right, saying no
for a couple of years. And what are you going to do? You know,
what are they going to do?
He's running a relatively small AM station in North Carolina, and
come get me.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, hey, man, I've got trouble collecting from my clients. The hell you think I'm going to pay you for? I don't even use your music. So this is according to this here. This is according to the station owner of the pirate station, Mr. Anthem. He says the Beat doesn't pay a music publishing fee because it doesn't play contemporary hits in heavy rotation. The Beat broadcasts out of offices.
Heavy rotation.
The Beat broadcasts out of offices on Main Street. They even give the address here, using an antenna located elsewhere in the city, which is an interesting approach, because normally when the FCC does a raid on a pirate broadcaster, they're raiding where the antenna is, because
that's where they're broadcasting from.
Well, they want to find the location. The way they find the broadcaster is by searching for the, you know, they do a signal finder, basically. They drive some trucks around with antennas on them, and they triangulate the signal, essentially. And although I think they can do it with only one truck now or something like that. They refine the process.
Special triangulating truck.
I really don't know about that side of things. But they zero in on the transmission itself. And frequently with a pirate radio operator, you're not dealing with a complicated setup. You're just dealing with somebody at their house with a transmitter and the, you know, the CD players or whatever it is they're using to the computer right there on the same spot. So if they actually go to the transmitter site, they might be able to get the transmitter and the antenna. But is it legal for the FCC to raid the offices that are off-site of the transmitter?
I would think not.
I would think not as well.
Especially if there isn't a hard wire running from one to the other. Like if, for instance, it was
probably what they call a signal-to-transmitter link in the business.
A Marty shot. Yep. Or if it was done through even, you know, free-to-air radio like Free Talk Live, through free-to-air satellite like Free Talk Live is.
So he says that DJ Antoine is what his on-air name is, the station owner, says he didn't know exactly how much power his station uses, which I don't believe that's true. He says we don't really have that type of equipment to measure it. Usually you know exactly what your power is because
the type of equipment says
you're purchasing a transmitter at a certain wattage. Maybe he didn't set it up. I suppose that's a possibility. But he suspected it was above the 100 watt maximum of so-called low power FM stations, which have fewer licensing requirements than commercial stations.
Right, but they still have licensing requirements.
Right, and you still can't get one.
Yeah, still impossible to get.
Even low power stations require an FCC license. The Beat started as a hip-hop station, but has expanded its repertoire over the years, or the last year rather, to include Latin, house music, and more mainstream popular styles, he said. He said that by playing music popular with younger audiences and participating in local events, the station was serving a need. He says, we're not up just to be up. We are doing something with the community. And you know what? It's true. The Who's Got Talent showcase happened Saturday from 3 to 7, and the station said 25% of the ticket sales would be donated to the Atlantic Regional Firefighters Burn Foundation. Last year, he's done this twice. He's held this charity event. This is the second year now.
Yep.
Last year, it drew an estimated 1,200 people to the park.
Wow.
Where it was held.
Wow. That's a big deal.
Yeah. Congratulations to this guy, man. That's this is a ballsy operation from top to bottom.
Agreed.
Well, it's sad because I can't help but feel that they're eventually going to come take him out.
Especially with this kind of news coverage. I mean, essentially, it's rubbing the FCC's nose in it.
Right.
And,
they're giving him...
They're saying, hey, you guys haven't done anything about this station for a year and a half, and so odds are good they're going to come in. But what if they can only raid the transmitter site? What if this guy is safe in his operation for Main Street, and then he just pops up another transmitter site somewhere else in the city?
Usually they don't raid unless they've sent a letter first.
That's true. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. A little bit more about drugs in New Zealand. Julia's going to share a story about these so-called legal highs. It's Free Talk Live.
May I have your attention, please? If you're trying to lose weight, we need your help. We're Final Trim, and we have too much product and too few participants in our nationwide risk-free trial. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more and would like to participate, call now. 1-800-905-5945. Final Trim is an amazing, proven breakthrough in weight loss. A once-daily capsule that can help you lose weight in days. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight because each capsule contains natural ingredients, so you'll be able to lose the max amount of weight, allowing you to shed pounds in days with just one capsule a day. Be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking just one all-natural capsule a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-905-5945. 1-800-905-5945. That number again is 1-800-905-5945.
The man who predicted the fall of communism is now predicting the fall of capitalism. He's dined with the Rockefellers, hung out with the Clintons, banged heads with the Beltway, and inspired companies, movements, and empires that have brought forth revolutionary change. He sat shoulder to shoulder with figures like George Bush Sr., Steve Forbes, Margaret Thatcher, and Boris Yeltsin, to name but a few. And his volume of work set out his groundbreaking financial newsletter, Strategic Investment, was so far ahead of its time, it helped transform not just the fates and fortunes of thousands of investors, but also the fates and fortunes of entire nations. For the first time in 17 years, he's back once again with his first controversial video presentation. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch him reveal a landmark development, which he believes will set off the most violent economic reversal in history, one that carries the power to bring down the entire capitalist system. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch his controversial video before the powers that be wipe it from the internet. Again, it's www.fallofcapitalism.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can also join us on the phones here, 855-450-FREE. Plus, we are tweeting and Facebooking more often now than ever before. We're actually doing it during the show, so if you haven't checked that out recently, definitely you can sign up for it over at news.freetalklive.com. It's I hope it will add a new dimension to the show. Friday, Mark, I was here with Allie and was doing a number of tweets and Facebooks and actually had some listener response and shared some of that on the
There's
air.
There's something going on right now.
So we're going to be doing more of that over time. You're certainly welcome to interact with us that way, although the best way is obviously on the phones at 855-450-FREE. So we were talking about this heroic pirate radio operator. 879thebeat.com is their website. They've got a great-looking site. They actually appear to have an on-air staff. They are interacting with the community.
In the way that radio used to interact with communities.
Right, yeah. The pirate radio operator is building a community of listeners. They're doing a charity event that has happened already in a previous year. They've been operating for something like 18 months without an FCC raid. And I hope it encourages other people. I hope that other people see this and seize the airwaves.
Well, what the FCC should do is to hand out these licenses. Why are they so stingy with them? Why do they not want people to be serviced? I mean, if their stated goals are what their stated goals are, why don't they want people to be serviced in this area? I mean, the fact is,
they're just protecting the clear channels of the world.
In New York City, sure, there's no more right room on the dial. But out here in Keene, New Hampshire, and Nashua, and Nashua is actually part of the Boston metro.
About Montana,
right?
Wyoming.
There are places in the United States where you can hit the seek button and find nothing. why is the FCC not allowing those people licenses?
They're bureaucrats. First of all, point number one is because they're protecting the existing market from competition, protecting the existing station owners from people competing with them. But number two, they're bureaucrats. They don't care. I mean, they're getting funded whether or not they hand out licenses. So the hell does it matter to them whether they do A, B, or C? They're just doing their thing, and they'll do whatever they want to, and they'll take their sweet time about it, too.
You know, when a licensed station, they could be fined by the FCC for all kinds of reasons.
Yeah, this is one of the reasons why I wouldn't want a license.
Yeah, they've got the situation where they're supposed to be keeping these public records, the public file is what it's called, and if their public file isn't up to date, wham! They get slammed,
and the fines aren't little.
If the gates left open on the tower, bam, the fence goes down, bam. You know, whatever reason they want to come get them, they come get them. If they come in and the stations can run completely automatically. I've worked at stations where there's nobody there, and if they walk in for whatever reason to check in on the station and nobody's there, you've gone out, the operator's gone out for a cup of coffee. Bam! You get a big old fine. Mm. None of these fines are less than several thousand dollars.
Right. I mean, by getting a license, you are consenting to having the FCC come in and have total
smack you around every time they feel like it.
Right, over your operation. And don't forget that a licensed station has to have an EAS deck, the emergency alert system, which now there's a federal rule that has specified the federal government may take over the airwaves of every single licensed broadcaster at the same time. So if you've got an FCC license, you're required to have that sucker plugged in at all times, and anytime they want to, they just come in with those damn tones, and then whatever propaganda.
Barack Obama starts giving a speech.
It hasn't really happened yet, but they did test that system a few months ago, several months ago. They ran a test on that system. It mostly worked. It failed in some areas. In some areas of the country, it wasn't successful. But that's what they're doing. They're working on a system that will allow them to completely take over all broadcast media, including satellite, including cable, including television over the air, including...
And who knows what the next dictator is willing to use this nationwide system for. Getting on there and giving, what is Castro was known for, like 8-hour speeches and stuff like that?
Oh, my God.
I'm proud to say, ich bin ein Berlin. I mean, they just keep on, talking and talking.
I don't think Castro speaks German.
No, I mean, it was one of those Nazi propagandist imitation.
All right. So anyway, you can actually learn more about broadcasting without FCC permission over at lrn.fm. Just click the broadcast button up at the top of the page. Again, that's lrn.fm. But Julia, you wanted to share something more international news about New Zealand. What's going on over there?
Okay. So I'm intrigued by this article just because it's very strange. It's entitled Revolutionary Legal High Law Means State Regulated Drug Market. And so when I think of drugs being regulated, I almost think of them as illegal. But I believe where the article is getting at is that they're putting this law into place that makes it so that these fake drugs can be sold safely, is what they're implying.
We're talking about bath salts here?
Yes. Well, it actually is more talking, well, the picture is of the fake weed. Mm. I don't even know what it is. Chronic with K2. A K is what they call it. So it's out of New Zealand. Chronic-style drugs are expected back on the shelves under the new legal high law being crafted by Associate Health Minister Pete Dunne. Experts say the law will create one of the world's first open and regulated recreational drug markets, with synthetic cannabis making a return.
Wow. This has just been outlawed, by the way, in the United States.
Right. But I think it's strange because they're talking about having a regulated recreational drug market with stupid, like, fake drugs. Why not just make them all?
That would be nice, but I have to say that some people have said these fake drugs that you're talking about are pretty intense. I know that Pete Nademo from copblock.org tried some of the synthetic cannabis one time and were so affected by it they could not get out of their seats for several
minutes.
That
sounds awful.
Yeah.
The first legal highs would be offered for sale in 2014, based on estimates and papers released by health officials. The new regime announced by Mr. Dunne last week...
No one, of course, will get high until then.
Right. Up until then, screw you.
Aims to end the uncontrolled legal high industry, which is estimated to have made $250 million in 10 years. The unregulated market has seen drugs sold legally with effects mimicking illegal substances such as pee, cannabis, and ecstasy. I don't know what P is.
I don't either.
In the law, Mr. Dunn aims to have ready by August of next year. Oh, that's so funny that it takes that long to put together a law, yeah. Right?
Well, you have to get the lawyers involved, you know.
Legal high manufacturers will have to pay to have their substance proved low risk. His office acknowledged that it would create a legal drug market. That is the absolute intention behind this regime.
So they have to jump through some hoops.
Right, exactly. The problem in the past is that we had a totally unregulated market with who knows what substances in these products.
Agreed.
I am quite unapologetic about leading changes that will make things safer for young New Zealanders. Papers released by Mr. Dunn's office show health officials estimate 10 applications would be made to have substances classified within the first year. Each application would cost up to $2 million.
Woo!
And would include animal testing and human trials to ensure that the drugs are low risk.
I've got to say, I really appreciate the deep amount of generosity that comes from these bureaucrats down in New Zealand.
They could charge $20 million.
Right, they could just charge whatever they want. Screw you, we'll charge what we want.
Right, they looked at the amount of money the industry made, and they said,
that's fair.
Well, we can charge X.
Yep.
Well, it says here there may only be one or two approvals in the first year or two. So what I don't understand is, wouldn't the black market
speed
of this just continue?
Of course.
Like what they're trying to fight by doing this way, you're not really stopping anything. So that's why I thought the article was so strange.
It's just like the FCC situation. I mean, they're creating the FCC of legal drugs in New Zealand, where they are going to get certain companies that can afford to pay the $2 million fee to jump through their legal hoops, give them some sort of stamp of approval, and then protect them from anybody else that wants to come to market. Because I bet you that, let's say, Mark, you were one of these companies that was manufacturing, say, the legal cannabis or the synthetic cannabis.
I'm playing by the rules. I don't see why you can't.
JWH-012, because there's these, chemical combinations.
Yep.
And so JWH-012, and I come to the market. You're calling it, Mark's Legal High, and I come to the market, and I want to sell Ian's Legal High. And
this
it's also
is
JWH.
Clearly, clearly dangerous.
It's also JWH-012, the exact same chemical combination.
I don't care.
How much do you want to bet I'll have to pay the $2 million to get my brand version of the same chemical approved?
I'll bet.
Yeah. It's not likely going to be about approving one chemical configuration and then any company can sell it.
I have a deal for you, though, Ian Freeman. Is all we have to do is you can just go ahead and sell mine at a little markup. We can sell it under some kind of other name brand as long as I'm manufacturing. My license is good.
Yeah.
You'll make a fine understanding.
Where was the source of that? New Zealand paper?
Yeah, some New Zealand paper. NZ Herald.
NZ Herald, very good. Well, it's been Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us tomorrow online as well over at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Did you know you could go back to school online? Choose a degree in one of the many available programs, including business, criminal justice, psychology, computer science, and many more. If you're serious about going to school in the next year and have a high school diploma or GED, the National Education...
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.